Sovereign Queen, the Initiatrix. I am the Sovereign Queen. I am the Initiatrix. I sit beneath a solar disk of light that illuminates from the crown down to the third chakra. This is a place of unequivocal worth and value. I am the call to return to the center of your inner castle. It is time to take up residence again in the center of your throne room, so that you may remember the seat of your own self-authority. I am the throne of your embodied lioness, your sovereign presence, and I carry codes of light that connect you to your inherent noble purpose. I am the embodiment of initiation, catalyzing the fullest expression of your inner truth. I awaken the courage in your heart to walk your truest path with self-honor, dignity, valor, and compassionate strength. As the face of the Magdalene, who is the Sovereign Queen, I am the one who embodies an internal marriage between left and right, male and female, within and without, above and below. And within this internal marriage, there's a center point between humanity and divinity, between personal will and divine will. Here resides the seat of your inner authority, your inner castle. It illuminates like the sun, activating your sacred purpose in every cell of your being. As you feel and then emanate this brilliance, you can discern what's true and walk with real power, wisdom, and love. Beloved, I am here to initiate you into a deeper level of self-honor, self-trust, and self-responsibility. I'm here to challenge you to sit in your truth and know when you are out of integrity. It's time for you to face life with lion-hearted courage. It's time to see through the eyes of your embodied power. What is true? And what does alignment feel like? Receiving this card means you are in the midst of the Sovereign Queen initiation. It is a call for you to feel her within you. Perhaps you've been feeling off-center, or life has been very busy or challenging, and in trying to keep up, you've bent yourself out of shape so much so that you've wobbled off your inner throne, hair tousled, and no longer recognize yourself. Maybe you've abdicated your power, feeling powerless, saying yes when you mean no, or giving someone else the power to decide what's right for you. This happens to all of us from time to time. And now it's time to straighten yourself back up and sit in your truth, to find your shape, your integrity, your honor, your humility, your courage, and your grace. Realign with your beautiful inner power and hold court for your honor, nobility, and depth of heart. It is time. It is time. Consider this. Where are you still saying yes when you mean no? Where are you leaking your power? Where have you fallen out of your center? The Sovereign Queen is an initiatrix who brings us back into the awareness of what it is to hold our shape. Integrity means to hold our shape. It means to hold the center point of what we know to be our internal truth. And this journey to come back to the throne room is not a one-time deal. It happens over and over and over again, as we are called to see ourselves in our lives, to become more attuned, to be initiated, to recognize when we have fallen out of our center, when we have abdicated our power, when we are somehow involved in relationships or projects or offerings in the world that no longer inspire us, but instead drain us, where we have slipped into patterns of codependence or avoidance or procrastination, where we are somehow pretending to not know what it is that we truly want or desire, all of these are signals that we have somehow left our center. And this throne room where the Sovereign Queen is initiating you to come back to, this inner castle, this place that we get to reside, is an extraordinary, extraordinary place. It resides right there in your solar plexus. And it is the meeting point where our personal will meets our divine will. And there is a marriage that happens when we listen to our deeper inner knowing of the truth of our deeper sacred purpose of why we came here, and we allow ourselves to be guided by that knowing. The Sovereign Queen is initiating you to remember your inherent worth. She is initiating you to listen and to recognize all the ways in which you outsource your power. Your power. Your power to sit in the center of your own knowing, your truth, and to hold that. And every time that you find yourself moving from that center point, wobbling, being uncertain, she calls you back and says, "Beloved one, sit upon your sovereign throne. Find the alignment between the root and the crown. Notice where your power is being diminished, where your power is leaking away, where you feel tired or restless, avoidant, angry. These are all signals that you are out of alignment in some way. And realigning with the truth in the moment is not something that is done once. This is a balance point. When we harmonize, when we find that center point, it is a sweet spot. It is a moment where we go, yes, now things feel back in the truth, in the alignment. And energy begins to flow. And the generosity and the beauty of this face of the Magdalene begins to take shape within us, and we feel the noble purpose, and we feel the overflowing generosity, and we feel the connection to the flow of life force, and we get to create from within that in our power. That is what it feels like to be plugged into Source. And the throne room and the Sovereign Queen and the initiatrix are here to awaken you to the ways in which you continue to squander the power that runs through you. For you are not this power, but you are the vessel that gets to hold it. And so this solar golden ray of light that is the golden solar feminine, awakening the winged lions in your heart, the courage to step onto the fullness of your path of truth, to align with what you are being called here to stand as now. This is an awakening. You're being called to realign your life with the deeper truth of what you know. And there may be many places in your life where you do not feel in integrity or alignment with the truth of who you are now. And this is a wake-up call. This is a wake-up call for you to bring yourself into deeper alignment with the truth of what you know. And so we avoid this face of the Magdalene, for she's a challenger and she is fierce in her commitment and devotion to you standing in the truth, but you emanating the truth of who you are and creating from that place in the world. This is your inherent nobility, the queen, the empress, the lion, the heart that is awakened with the cœur, the courage of the heart. It takes tremendous courage to see ourselves clearly. And the initiatrix stands strong, tender, fierce, bold, kind, compassionate, and courageous. For she knows that this gateway into the mystery of our own soul growth, when we are initiated to come back to the deeper truth, to see ourselves more clearly, is a turning point in our soul's growth and evolution. For we are being called back to the lineage of the Magdalens, who've been watchtower women, who've been towers of strength, able to be the transmitters of a deeper truth, to hold the center when everything else around us is blowing over, is erupting in chaos, is ensuing in its attack or its projection. This is the place that we can reside. It's not fixed. It's not righteous. It's not I'm right, you're wrong. But it's orienting to a conversation between our personal will and our divine will, between our higher self and our ego self. Is refining, is noticing, and is calling us back to the sacred purpose that we are here to stand in. And so the deepening here is for you to feel and to know where you're being called back into a deeper truth and where you have been leaking your power. That is the initiation.